You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Hello and a very good morning and welcome to Friday. It is Friday. It is the 5th of January already, and it's a four-day week. I thought it'd gone rather quickly. Anyway, great to be with you. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you going right through till 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. We're going to start with a birthday today. I'll tell you what, the oldest one I've got here is about 1855. But it's quite a long one. We'll come back to that. I'm going to start off with Harold Gatty. 1903 was the year he was born, on the 5th of January. I keep wanting to say December. I don't know why. I just don't feel we've finished with it yet. Now, he was an Australian navigator and inventor and an aviation pioneer. In 1931, he served as navigator along with pilot Willie Post. This is on the flight which set the record for aerial circumnavigation of the world. Now, he flew a distance of 15,747 miles in a Lockheed Vega named Winnie Mae, and he did it in 8 days and 15 hours with 51 minutes. And I'll tell you what, in that distance, those last three numbers. Talk about aviation, 747. Yes, one of my favorite aircraft.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Come to you, and I want.
And there we go, bring us in this morning. That was Weezer and Island in the Sun. Well, we are not on an island, but we are in the sun. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Again, it's really quite stunning when you wake up and see it. And I tell you what I've noticed, like yesterday, I went and had some lunch with Neil, our co-producer, who's over here right now. And we went off to lunch, and it started to rain. This was around about, I guess around about 2 o'clock, something like that, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And the good old little tipple didn't last too long, but it reminded me of when I first came to Panama, how the dry season ended. It sort of went into this thing. We had nice morning, rain when everybody went to lunch, and then a nice afternoon. Is this the beginning or is this the end?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Sound in mind, body, soul.
There we go. Foolish Behaviour. From Rod Stewart. I love the title of that. Foolish Behaviour. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we're just a few seconds after 15 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. And what do we do now? We do this. Get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this beautiful Friday morning. And this year, oh, I tell you what, we've got this one. Got a lot of rhythm in my soul. Bit of country for a change in the shower this morning. You all ready? Got a lot of rhythm in my soul, and that's Naima Lynn. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a few seconds away from 19 after 7 o'clock, and out you get. There we go, and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. What have we got lined up for you on this Friday? Well, it's the usual Friday, and we're going to be taking a look, as we do daily, at the international, some of the international news at around about 7.30, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, some of the local news, and we'll be checking in with Ingrid in around about an hour's time, and that will be for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. And also we'll be checking in with Yasmin, and we'll be finding out what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it on this day. All right, so what, where and when. And also, we'll see if we can have a rummage and find a couple of people in the world of music that have been born on this day. Now, having got our shower song out of the way, somebody did throw it. It's all very well having a shower song, but I like to have a bath. A soak before I go to work. That was from Alima, and she sent me that message. Well, we do have a piece of music for you, you know. You can go tub thumping. I get knocked down, but I go down. we go. Yes, a bit of thumping. I'll give you a tongue twister that one. Tub thumping from Chumbawamba. And let me see. Time, if you are keeping on time, I know you like to at this time, coming down to 23 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. And 9 to 5. That one, that was Dolly Parton. Here it is on steroids.
I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Almost unrecognisable, isn't it? 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. I don't even know which mix it is either. And I don't know if you ever saw a TV series, but mainly for kids a long time ago. It was called The Clangers, and they made exactly that kind of noise. Right, let's go for something a little bit summery, shall we? It's called All Summer. Little Big Town.
You want it if I want, I'll be your dream.
There we go. Yes, it is called, as I mentioned, All Summer. Comes from a little big town. Little big town, by the way, is an American country music vocal group. They come from a place called Homewood in Alabama, founded in 1998. The group has had the same four members since its founding. Singer Karen Fairchild, Kimberly Schlappman, former Rhodes, apparently, Philip Sweet and Jim Westbrook. Their musical style, quite nice, I like it, relies heavily on four-part vocal harmonies. And that has brought us down towards the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. The same number also applies, by the way, for donations via Yappy.
See what you found in me.
You'll never find another love like mine. Breakfast show time, 17 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let me see, what have I got else? Oh, yes, I tell you what, when we opened up this morning, I said I had a birthday. It's a little bit long to sort of start off the program. I have to bring myself in gently. This one is a birthday on the 5th of December in 1855, King Camp Gillette. Now, he was an American businessman, popularly known as the inventor of the safety razor, although several models were in existence prior to Gillette's design. Gillette's innovation was the thin, inexpensive, disposable blade of stamped steel. Now, Gillette is widely credited with inventing the so-called razor and blades business model, where razors were sold separately and cheaply as well to increase the market for the blades itself. It's a little bit like they do these days, isn't it? You can buy a Lexus for nothing, but you virtually nothing. They're very cheap. Then it's all the money they make on the back of you having one. By the way, he didn't adopt this policy, this model, until his competitors did. So they got in there first. So I guess really what we could say for Mr. Gillette, that, well, that was a bit of a close shave. Yes, I know, it's not good. This is George Ezra and Dance All Over Me.
There's mountains on Mars and riverbeds too. Infinite stars and there's me and you. There's nothing he's doing, just keep on moving and be here now with me. Won't you be here now with me? Dance, 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 let it be. Come on and dance, 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 let it be, be, be. Dance all over me. Tonight with me, tonight with me. Won't you cut it up and dance all over me? Tonight with me, tonight with me. Won't you cut it up? You're perfectly sick, you got that mover's disease. It's a one-stop shop for that heart swept up. Be here now with me. Won't you be here now?
Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Everybody wake up in the morning. Everybody, I know. Everybody wake up in the morning. It's breakfast time, let's go.
But your eggs, good to eat sausages. Good night.
toast.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road with. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have. Talking about a 50-50 love, yeah.
a nice bit of soul, isn't it? Yes, there we go. When somebody loves you and nobody loves you back. That was Teddy Pendergrass there. We're 7 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, and we'll be taking a look at some of the local news for you at the top of the hour. Ingrid will be checking in with us probably in around about half an hour's time. We'll be looking at our freaky fun facts for this Friday. If you just joined us, a very good morning. It's the 5th of January, and it's Friday.
I built it from the ground up just to watch me burn it down. I gotta keep the party going, ain't no fading out. My life's just a carousel spinning around. I pay again just to keep from stopping it now. I try to keep
I love the name of the band. The song is called Carousel, and the band is 5 Seconds of Summer, which sounds very British, really, doesn't it? But they're not. They're from Australia. And they sometimes shorten it to... People are too lazy to say the whole thing, aren't they? 5 Seconds of Summer. So you can say, apparently, 5SOS. Australian group band, they come from Sydney, and New South Wales formed in late of 2021. Right, here on The Breakfast Show, let's see if I can find a nice short little number to take us to the top of the hour, like this one. Bang! Phil Lynott and Yellow Pearl.
Yellow Pearl.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you on this Friday morning. We're 14 minutes right now, and that is after, well, that's after the hour of, after the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Also a little bit later on with Yasmin for what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And let's see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. The same number also applies, by the way, for donations. Buy a yappy.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Don't ask me why.
two great tracks on the road. We started off We Can Last Forever from Chicago. Got news for them. Keep trying, but you can't. You know that, don't you? We can't last forever. Which reminds me, talking about lasting forever and medication, I've got a little rant for a little bit later on this morning after we checked in with Ingrid. The second track that we played there was When You Come Back to Me, and that comes from World Party. 22 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, guys, how you doing? Guess what today is? Ooh, yeah. Today is Freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, it's the first one of the year. Okay, so let's get started. You know, I've been talking about this with a couple of friends of mine, and we used to call it jiggle foot. And I was like, how do you handle a jiggle foot? And my friend would say, you jiggle it. Well, the truth is it's now known as restless leg syndrome. So let's get started. Nine facts to know about restless leg syndrome. The symptoms of restless leg syndrome sound about like the plot of a horror movie. If you have this condition, you might sink into the bed each day thinking, I'm going to have a great night's sleep, and then it begins. An irresistible urge to move your legs that won't allow you any peace. You feel creeping, crawling, tingling, aching, or twitching sensations in your lower extremities. Very low extremities. Now, get your head out of the gutter there, kids. You know, okay. Making it almost impossible to sleep. If you don't have restless leg syndrome, RLS for short, this may sound unimaginable. But for some people with intense cases of RLS, this might be just another typical night of jiggle foot. In 1685, a doctor named Sir Thomas Willis recorded the first written case about RLS, according to a 2012 review in Sleep Medicine Reviews. Fast forward to 1945, when a doctor named Carl Axel Ekbom came up with the name Restless Leg Syndrome. Though both milestones happened some time ago, doctors are still searching for a definitive cause and cure for this condition, alternatively called Wilson-Ekbom disease. There are nine facts explaining what these doctors know so far about this baffling disorder, which mystifies still keep in needs investigation. Number one, did you know restless leg syndrome causes unusual physical sensation and movement? Duh. RLS is a neurological disorder involving a powerful impulse to move body parts, usually because of uncomfortable sensations, according to the National RLS, a neurological disorder. So the Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes, now called NINDS, NIDS. Although this condition nearly always affects the legs, they're right in there in the name. After all, it's also possible for RLS to affect other areas like the arms, the chest, the heads, according to NINDS. Now, these symptoms may affect up to 7 to 10% of the people in the Estados Unidos. I'm sorry, I only have that information from USA, according to the NINDS estimate. It can begin at any age, but RLS becomes common as people get older, the Mayo Clinic said. If symptoms start before age 40, it's more likely that there's a genetic component involved. Wow, so you can inherit shaky legs. It's possible to experience these symptoms at varying levels of severity every night, a few times a week, or even less often than that, according to the NINDS. However, RLS typically becomes more frequent and severe with age. Number two. Moving the legs can temporarily tame these odd feelings. It's only natural that if you have an uncontrollable urge to move your legs, you're going to do just that. Increasingly enough, moving the body parts affected by the RLS can get rid of or lessen the symptoms temporarily. Yeah, jiggling the foot makes it a little better. This is why many people with RLS do things like pace, tap their fingers, stretch, and generally move their legs as much as possible when they have these symptoms. I thought they were just ADD. Now it could be RLS, N-O-M-N-O-P, Q-R-S, and so many letters. But the sensations return once the motion stops. This is a huge reason why this condition can be so life-disrupting, depending on its severity. Did you know RLS can make it almost impossible to sleep well? Well, in a cruel twist, symptoms are most likely to strike you when you're desperate for rest. Oh, tell me about it. As you try to go to sleep, since most people work during the day and sleep at night, symptoms tend to arise in the late afternoon and evening, becoming exacerbated at night when a person is at rest. This is because RLS appears to follow a person's circadian rhythm. As such, RLS can lead to issues like excessive daytime sleepiness. Hello, raise your hand, that's me. That can put stress on relationships and work. Hello, that's me. It can also harm mental health. Too late for me. Feelings of frustration and helplessness are only to be expected when your own body robs you of sleep. And can eventually contribute to conditions as depression and anxiety. Hey, there's nothing funny about sleep having insomnia. Let me tell you. Did you know RLS can cause another sensory issue called periodic limb movement of sleep? In addition to the sometimes literal pain associated with falling asleep, it's estimated that more than 80% of individuals with RLS also experience periodic limb movements of sleep. PLMS. See, I told you, all these letters, LMNOP. There are basically involuntary leg movements or arm spasms that can happen as often as every 15 to 40 seconds all night long, causing constant disruptions and making it further harmful for you to sleep. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. Can you imagine that? So, it appears as though blood pressure and heart rate spikes temporarily during these jerky movements, which is why some experts post that PLM and relatively may raise a person's risk of heart issue over time. Did you know that primarily RLS happens with no cause? Yeah, when you're dealing with the brain, it's very complex, so this Dr. Winkleman said. Yep, so there's no simple explanation. It also appears that there is a hereditary element. In 2017, a study of the Lancet Neurology analyzed DNA from 428,000 people, concluding that there are at least 19 genetic risk variants for RLS. Jeez, you can inherit a shaky leg syndrome. Second, RLS is tied to specific risk factors like iron deficiency. And if you have an iron deficiency, you may be predisposed to RLS. One theory is that the low levels in iron can impact dopamine signaling. Another is that RLS genetic risk variants may affect iron stores. Then we go on to talk about pregnancy. Well, when you get pregnant, and most of you listening may or may not be able to get pregnant, your iron in your blood cells, your blood increases by 20 to 30%, which means your iron has to create hemoglobin, and that's starting to pull, and it just causes a lot of problems with all this good stuff. Now, the jury's out on how that can be resolved, but normally after birth that the RLS goes away with people in pregnancy syndromes. RLS diagnosis primarily hinges on symptoms. Well, we got that. Your leg shakes and you can't sleep. A strong urge to move the legs and an unpleasant sensation that needs to be moving. Temporary relief with movement. Not always, but sometimes. Doctors may perform a blood test to see if they can find out what's happening for you. Treatment, it's just taking care of the symptoms. Although sometimes doctor prescribes opiates for RLS, and they tend to be successful in alleviating some of the discomfort, but the stricter regulations and growing concerns over addiction, and we know about that for the opioids, this option is becoming more of a last resort. The same goes with a class of sedatives known as benzodiazepines, which can help you sleep but can counterintuitively cause problems like daytime sleepiness, like you falling asleep at your desk. Yeah, I've done that. Finally, there are devices approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to relieve RLS symptoms. Relaxis is a vibration pad. Now, get your head out of the gutter. It's a vibration pad that goes under the legs. And it is then they have something called a Restific. It's a pressure wrap that goes around the legs and feet. That you have pressure wraps, okay. But they say it works. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. There's hope on the horizon for those of us with RLS, or what I commonly call jigglefoot. In the past, many people with RLS had no idea what was happening. And these conditions often feared what others would think if they tried to explain these strange phenomena and pain. Oh, no. It's just terrible. How do you describe to somebody, I got jigglefoot and I can't stop jiggling it? Well, that can also help you understand why people have insomnia. And Jerry, you and I both know about insomnia. And lately I've been having that as well. So I get up and I get down. I get up and get down. Ugh, it's insomnia. So the cook was saying maybe I need to increase my melatonin or something like that. So I'm working on that. All right. Those are your Freaky Friday leg jiggling fun facts for Friday. And, hey, you guys have a great weekend. We're getting a lot of work started here this weekend. We're going to paint the roof, get some UV paint up there to see if we can reduce the heat. cats are outside nibbling on their food. The cook's still asleep, as is Chelsea. I had to sneak out to get this work done this morning. And I'm wishing you all a wonderful weekend. All right. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Big thanks to Ingrid for our Freaky Friday fun facts for today. Oh, very medical, wasn't it? Which brings me into my next little topic. The first of those pieces of music, by the way, was called Legs, and that was ZZ Top. And followed on that last one, The Mindbenders, and Ashes to Ashes. Now, I said, I'll wait for it. Jerry has a rant for today. Yeah, something's really sort of get to me. And the last few days, I don't know, maybe sort of lack of sleep or something, but I was feeling rather lackluster. Oh, there's a good word, English word. I have to give you a definition of that. I was feeling a little bit lackluster. And I thought we'd go to Arusha. The good lady and myself, we went down to Arusha last night, and I thought I would get some Centrum Silver, which is good, apparently, for old folks. And also, while I was there, I was sort of looking at look, because it was discovered when I went to my hernia that I have a bit of an arrhythmia. And the doctor said straight away, well, you know, start taking the cardio aspirin, as they call it here in Panama. So I did. I went along and I bought myself a little bottle of cardio aspirin, 30 tablets for $10.57. Okay? $10.57 for 30. And while I was there, I thought, you know, let me check, because what I do like to do is sort of go on to Amazon and see what kind of comparison there is. And that's exactly what I did. And I thought, well, it's only fair to find the same make. And I did. They're made by Bayer. These are low-dose, safety-coated aspirin regime. It's got a little heart to tell you it's for the heart. 81 milligrams. Absolutely identical to the ones that were being sold in Arusha, although it is a slightly different packaging, but that's neither here nor there. So Bayer, low-dose, safety-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, exactly the same as the ones I'm paying $10.55 for in Arusha for 30 tablets. Now, this box, this little bottle here, has got 300 tablets in it. 300 tablets in it for $14.22. Yep. $14.22 for 300. And we're being asked to pay $10.55 for 30. Well, that works out that the ones that you can buy over through Amazon, okay, Bayer, low-dose, safety-coated aspirin regime, 81 milligram, that works out at well, 5 cents. At 5 cents a tablet. Whereas you buy the 30 tablets for $10.55 in Arusha, that is 35 cents per tablet as opposed to 5 cents. Do you think that's honest? Really? I tell you what, that's not all. Tell you another one after this. This is Madonna. See, those little tablets to help you keep your blood thin, to stop you having a heart attack, etc. I thought I'd play this from Madonna. Thief of Hearts is what it's called.
You're a thief of hearts, and now you have to pay.
go, Thief of Hearts from Madonna. So there we go. I was telling you about those aspirin and how much you can be paying for those. And, well, of course, the reason I went in there was to go and look at some Centrum Silver, which is exactly what I did. And they had quite a selection of them there, different types of. They had one for energy. Anyway, Centrum Silver. And let's go and see what they were doing. They had Centrum Silver, which is, you know, for people over 50. And they have a box here, Centrum Silver, 30 tablets, okay, 30 tablets, $20.22. $20.22 for 30 tablets of Centrum Silver. So, of course, what was I doing? I was making a comparison as to what I could get on Amazon. And I found pretty much almost exactly the same. Obviously, this is they're just showing the picture of the bottle. But anyway, Centrum Silver, exactly the same thing. And this is a count of 250, okay? 250 tablets of Centrum Silver. And the price? $24.99. $24.99. The 250 tablets of Centrum Silver. And if you want to buy 30 of them in a Russia, you will pay the grand price of $20.22. Now, if you buy them through Amazon, what is the cost per tablet? Well, that works out at 10 cents. 10 cents per tablet, okay? Now, if you buy them from a Russia, a box of 30 of Centrum Silver, you will pay $20.22. What does that work out at per tablet? 74 cents. Can you believe that? 74 cents of Centrum Silver. That's way more expensive than some of the tablets you get on prescription, isn't it? So why? Why? I there's no other way for me to mention it, but I have to say, why are we getting ripped off? Why are we getting ripped off? You're going to say the difference is for importing them. I don't think so. These are kind of things that really do sort of make me angry. So my advice to you is if you're buying medications, non-prescription medications, of course, these are aspirin and also the other ones there, vitamins, Centrum Silver. Look on Amazon. You can get them there at so much cheaper. So much cheaper, and they're not expensive, so it won't cost you anything to bring them in, because it's under the $100. So please, look around. I'm just frustrated, really. I'm just absolutely frustrated. All I want is what even Thomas would want. My energy. Yes, they're looking for somebody to love, the 1975 here on this morning's breakfast show. 6 minutes away from the top of the hour, from 9 o'clock, and let me see. Yeah, I tell you what, talk about health. This is a relatively healthy topic. Of course, the British, aren't they? They're sort of extremely well known for drinking their tea, although I must admit I've been a convert to coffee. So tea quickly became one of the British Empire's most prized resources. This is in the 18th century. But it may have also had an unintended effect on the British population, reducing mortality rates. In other words, the less people were dying. So tea has been many things in its time, a global commodity, a comforting beverage, and even in the eyes of some Bostonians 250 years ago, when this was published, a symbol of oppressive politics. But one role you might not have attributed to tea is that of a life-saving health intervention. And was it the tea, or was it something else? Well, in a recent paper in the Review of Statistics and Economics, economist Franziska Antman of the University of Colorado Boulder makes a convincing case that the explosion of tea as an everyman's drink in the late 1700s of England saved many lives. Now, this would not have been because of any antitoxicants or other substances inherent to the lauded leaf, as in fact very popular. Instead, all it was the simple practice of boiling water for tea in an era before people understood that illness could be caused by waterborne pathogens, and may have been enough to keep many from an early grave. English demographics from this era have long contained a puzzle for historians. Between 1761 and 1834, the annual death rate declined substantially, from 28 to 25 per 1,000 people. But at the same time, wages do not seem to have risen much, and standards of living arguably did not increase. In fact, with the rise of the Industrial Revolution, more and more people were crowding into towns whose sanitation left much to be desired. I would say it's not a settled debate, isn't it? It's not a settled debate. So anyway, there we go. But of course, it does make sense, doesn't it? Because to have a good cup of tea, good cup of cha, you have got to boil the water. Not like some drinks where you just have to get it very hot. You actually have to boil it to make tea, and then let it sit there for about 4 minutes, and then you're all right. Anyway, boiling the water. Take us up to the top of the hour. We've got Pink.
I think it might rain today. Ash on the ground. You can call me irrelevant, insignificant. You can try to make me small. I'll be your heretic, you fucking hypocrite. I won't think of you at all. Sticks and stones.
Naughty words. She's a lady, shouldn't be saying things like that. So there we go. That was Pink. and irreverent or irrelevant. Okay, let's have this take us to the top of the hour. Jim Croce, I know that one's safe.
Can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. And every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
There we go. That's much better, isn't it? I mean, the thing is, I know we all use the words or whatever, I just think it's totally irrelevant. When you're putting it in music as well, why do they... No, I'm not going to say it. Why do they have to it up? Anyway, that's brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the day for us to take our look at some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The Supreme Court of Justice rejected a preventative habeas corpus appeal presented in favour of the group of leaders of the Single National Union of Construction and Similar Industry Workers, SUNTRAX, and the National Confederation of Independent Trade Union Units, CONUSI. Now, these leaders were linked to the street closures that occurred in October and November of last year in protest of the contract signed between the state and Minera Panama S.A., a rule that was declared unconstitutional on the 28th of November. Lawyer Hessel Garibaldi filed the appeal on behalf of around 30 members of SUNTRAX, including the leaders Sal Mendez and Genaro Lopez. The purpose of this legal action was to prevent the public ministry from requesting precautionary measures that would limit their freedom during investigations related to the protests. The habeas corpus also included 32 other members of CONUSI who participated in the demonstrations against the mining contract. The ruling, written by Judge Ariadne Garcia, was communicated to the parties through Edict No. 7, of the 1st of December of 2023, but was made public last Wednesday, the 3rd of January. Following protests against the mining contract, the public ministry began investigations into property damage, acts of vandalism and theft, which led to clashes with members of the public force. Rolando Rodriguez from the Sunfrank's legal team explained that they presented the habeas corpus at the beginning of last November during the Sunfrank's and Conusi protest actions against mining. Rodriguez argued that the union leaders only exercised their right to public protest and that this does not constitute a crime. David Personaria initiated a legal process against Mendez, Jaime Caballero, both from Sunfrank's, the indigenous leader Toribio Garcia, and teacher Diogenes Sanchez for alleged commission of crimes against freedom and economic order due to the street closures that occurred in the province of Chiriquí and which lasted for almost 30 days. The labour market has gone through several storms and the end of 2023 does not mean the end of the storms. Now, according to data provided by the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitrodel, to the Institute of Statistics and Census between January and October of 2023, 227,558 new employment contracts were formalised. Despite the 14% increase in the number of contracts compared to the same period in 2022, when 199,752 were registered, it is still observed that the figures do not reach those of the period prior to the pandemic. Between January and October of 2019, the country reported 326,789 labour contracts. That is, 2023 is still 30.4% below the contracts from 5 years ago. The year 2019, before the pandemic, has become the reference for an economy in relatively normal conditions, although it was an electoral period in which there is usually a slowdown. The contracts registered in the country cannot be interpreted in their entirety as new employment opportunities. These records include both new employment agreements and vacancies resulting from situations such as dismissals or resignations. However, these records have become an indicator that measures the rigidity or push that the labour market is experiencing. A revealing fact from the months of September and October of 2023 was the drop in contracts as a direct effect of the protests and street closures against the mining contract between First Quantum and the Panamanian state. There were 4,500 fewer contracts between September and October of 2023 compared to the same period of the previous year. It is estimated that at the end of the year, the drop will be greater due to the contracts that will not be generated after the closure of copper production, which will impact Minera Panama and the entire supplier chain. The Canadian company Barrick would be entering into negotiations with the main investors of First Quantum Minerals to gauge support for a possible acquisition, as reported by Bloomberg. Mark Bristow, CEO of Barrick, would have approached some of First Quantum's largest investors at the end of last year. After the contract for copper extraction in Donoso that the Canadian had through its local subsidiary, Minera Panama, was declared unconstitutional in Panama, and its shares ended the year of 2023 with half their market value. The information revealed by Bloomberg was analysed by BNP Paribas in a note that was entitled Take Two, Barrick and First Quantum. The report says that in the past, Barrick has been successful in operating in difficult jurisdictions, such as in the case of Acacia Mining in Tanzania. BNP Paribas states that, in its opinion, the Cobre Panama project would continue to be the jewel in the crown of a potential acquisition, since under normal operating circumstances, it is one of the top 10 copper mines in the world. But the visibility of its license long-term, fiscal and social capacity to operate will remain limited until the May elections. On May the 5th, Panamanians will elect a president and 71 deputies, in addition to townships, representatives and councillors at the polls. Now, regardless of the political times, the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice on November the 28th declared unconstitutional the Law Contract 406 of 2023, which granted the copper exploitation concession granted to Minera Panama. We have unanimously decided to declare unconstitutional the entire law 406 of October the 20th of 2023. The above means that the aforementioned law is expelled from the regulatory system that governs the country, said Maria Eugenia Lopez, President of the Supreme Court. On its website, Barrick indicates that it has mining operations and projects in 15 countries: Argentina, Australia, Canada, Chile, Ivory Coast, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Dominican Republic, Mali, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, United States and Zambia. Now, according to BNP Paribas, Barrick has openly expressed interest in increasing its copper portfolio in recent years and publicly discussed the potential Freeport deal in 2020, but it never materialized. News reports of a possible merger between First Quantum and Barrick first emerged in June of 2023. This was in the Wall Street Journal. Synergies would likely be limited, the report indicates. Even though they are both Canadian miners, there is little geographic overlap of operations, making operational synergies likely low. Where there is a material overlap would be in Zambia, with operations in Kansanishi and Sentinel for First Quantum and Lumwana for Barrick, BNP Paribas warned. The Panamanian authorities continue with the investigations into the case of the collision between a driver of a sedan vehicle and a cyclist, an event that occurred on the night of the 31st of December in the El Espave sector in the district of Chame, province of Panama Oeste. The investigation so far confirmed that the body of the victim, 26 years of age, was embedded in the windshield of the Lexus brand vehicle. The driver, who was already accused of manslaughter, continued driving and arrived at the Casamar private residential complex in San Carlos, where the personnel at the security checkpoint realized that he was carrying the deceased body. The distance between El Espave and Casamar is 29.6 kilometers. The driver, who continued his journey, is apprehended by units of the Capira Chami in San Carlos police zone, stated a police report released on Wednesday. In this case, the 39-year-old driver was accused of allegedly committing the crime of manslaughter in a hearing that was held on the 1st of January. The guarantee judge, Luis De Leon, ordered the preventative detention of the accused, originally from the United States, and a naturalized Panamanian, it was learned. An appeal hearing on precautionary measure imposed by Judge De Leon was set for 2 p.m. on the 18th of January. And during the year 2023, 129 fatalities were recorded due to hit-and-run accidents, and 23 due to bicycle collisions in different parts of the country. The figures come from a report provided by the National Directorate of Traffic Operations of the National Police. In a press conference, Deputy Commissioner Elmer Martinez said that these events were the majority of minors and older adults being involved. They were recorded in the provinces of Panama, Colón, Chiriquí and Coclé. The report also revealed that the majority of these accidents were recorded at night between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. when visibility decreases. In that sense, Deputy Commissioner Martinez reminded cyclists that according to the provisions of the PN Transit, bicycles must have lights on the front and a light fixture or reflective tape on the pedals and on the back of the seat. And likewise, it is necessary to use a safety helmet, he added. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office carries out a visual inspection on the morning of Thursday, that was yesterday, at the headquarters of the Government Innovation Authority, the AIG. This as a result of the investigation carried out by this prosecutor's office for alleged irregularities in the management of the digital voucher platform, a social program created in the COVID-19 pandemic. events were denounced by the Deputy Administrator of the AIR, that's Luis Carlos Stutt, and disclosed in several investigative notes in the newspaper La Prensa, published last December. The investigation of the public ministry, which began last December the 1st, is in the charge of anti-corruption prosecutor Ruth Morcillo, who investigates the alleged commission of the crime against the public administration to the detriment of the entity. Morcillo commissioned anti-corruption prosecutor Anilu Batista to request information about the management of this voucher managed through the platform created by the AIG, but whose administration was later transferred to a private company. That's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.